Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Andy alongside me is desperate to celebrate the birthday of our producer. He's never shown any interest in anybody else's birthday on the production, but it's our producer's birthday. And in wishing him a happy birthday, you seem incredibly moved by the whole thing. Comes around once a year, you know.
He's only
about 15. He'll have another one next year.
I was quite impressed.
It's not his last one.
We didn't mention it today on the show, so we weren't able to publicly thank him.
Okay, right.
And greet him.
What is this? The Oscars. Anyway, let's move on because this afternoon we had a bit of a chat. Andy's been taking us through the day of someone, haven't you?
Tim Gray.
Tim Gray, he's a piece of work. We did talk about football and we had an eventful conversation with our own Ray Helton in three, it was like a triptych. The three stages of Ray Helton. And you'll understand why. As you hear this.
And also, don't forget that we...
That'll teach me to do an intro. Well, but anyway, carry on. And also, as you hear this, and also, go on, carry on.
Well, viral. One of my trends has gone viral.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. All right. Can I say it now?
Yeah.
Here it is.
I owe you £5.
You do owe me £5. Yeah, sorry, I haven't got any change. I'll give you the change later.
Yeah. We'll save it. I'm bound to have another mad bet.
Okay, so let's, if you like, this is sort of an insight into our world. Where's it gone? I won't give you all of it.
No,
probably.
Definitely not.
But I'm just, we're starting to watch the City game, and of course, City score early. And we're saying, oh, what's the point?
Especially after Bolly got sent off.
Yeah. I said we might as well turn over now then. You said, on that basis, we needn't have watched at all. And then we get the sending off. And, of course, we're reacting to that. And I say 5-0 now, I reckon. And you say, that'd be the popular bet. I wonder what you'd get for finishing 1-0. I said, oh, it's 14-1 with Paddy. I said, 5-0 is 10-1. This is a WhatsApp thing me and Andy are doing. We talk about, of course, poor old Gabriel Jesus whacking his head on the post, but he seemed okay.
Yeah.
Then Andy says,
because the posts are hollow, I gather. I didn't realise that.
Yeah. They're not sort of the old wooden square ones you go over the park.
That's the only way he would have survived that, because he really whacked his head against it. Yeah, go on.
Please have a fiver for me on 1-0. You've said, but you'll have to hurry before City score.
Yeah.
After that blow on the head, I said, it looks like he's going to be okay. I said, hopefully for Wolves' sake, he now doesn't think he's Vincent Janssen. But of course he wasn't. So anyway, I put the fiver on for you, and it's gone in by that stage to 11-1.
I know. Well, people had the same idea.
Yeah. So, and then you said to me, out of interest, what are they offering for 1-1? And I said, 33s. Can I be your bookmaker, the ultimate mug punter? And then, of course, a word you put here when they score, which I can't say on national radio at this time of day. I said, that went well. Don't worry, I didn't put that £2 on the 1-1. That was an 8-minute bet. So anyway, which is why I've got a fiver out of him now.
Not too bad.
So I might go into the bookmaking business. You've got to open an online account. Actually, I don't think you should, based on the fact that some of the bets you wanted to go for last night.
I definitely shouldn't.
Please gamble responsibly.
No questions. Now, experts say that calorie counting is out. And what you have to do now is use your hands as a measuring guide as a way to lose weight. So what fits in your hand is the right amount of food.
Wow, what about...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, who are you thinking of?
Pat Jennings. He's going to put on a lot of weight.
Oh, he's going to be enormous, isn't he, poor old Pat? He'll have to have an MRI at the zoo. That wouldn't be good.
He wouldn't be, that's
Yeah, anybody true. With anybody with big old mitts, that wouldn't be a good idea, would it?
And there's an analysis in the Sun today of Duchess of Cambridge's outfit. She was lovely outfit she was wearing yesterday. She was beautiful, actually. And it's all got quite a football theme, because it's like the coat is a 1,085 coat work by the designer Centala. Of course, it's the diffusion line of Andy Hessenthaler.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, yeah.
Dress 107 Babaton, that's Dimitar.
Dimitar Babaton.
Yeah. Bag 1,695. Gabriella Hurst, Jeff Hurst.
Jeff, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Has she crossed the line spending that much on a bag, you think?
I'd say she has.
I think she probably has, yeah.
And shoes, £320 shoes from Stuart Downing. No, Stuart Weitzman.
So it's a very football outfit.
Very football. That's the way I look at everything.
She's wandering about £4,000 or £5,000 worth of gear all the time, yeah, isn't she? Yeah,
she's that sort of woman.
Not Primark, is she?
She certainly isn't. No, so right. Well done to her. I'm sure Cardiff's potential new Argentinian striker from France really enjoyed Neil Warnock's after-match rant.
Yeah.
Imagine you're about to sign for Cardiff and you see the manager do that.
Yeah. Emiliano Sala, his name is. He's moving from Nantes. Apparently, it was Neil's personal touch. He went over to France to meet him. I hate France, me, but I'd go there to sign you. So I think he's on breakfast tomorrow, so he'll probably tell us more about it. They can't say he was misquoted. It was on film, wasn't it, really?
I think you're right. I think he was just in a bad mood.
I think he was just, yeah, he was. He was in a bad mood. Mm. So, yeah, we have another manager, the fourth Premier League manager of the season, bites the dust. And I think it was a bit of a surprise because you kind of thought that David Wagner would probably see it through to the end of the season. And he's done an amazing job for him. He's given him such a ride, hasn't he? But it was interesting to hear Dean Hoyle, the owner, say this really was mutual consent. He came to us and said, you know, I need a break. I mean, it must be incredibly stressful, mustn't it? And you look at him on the touchline, he's living every moment, isn't he? It's probably not good for him.
I think that penalty decision by Lee Mason.
I think that was the
final straw.
Don't feel guilty, Lee, but yeah, as the late, great Graham Taylor, tell your friend he just lost me my job.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Yeah. So it's a shame. I'm sure he'll bounce back because I think there is a good manager there. And he was, you know, it's hard to keep Huddersfield in the Premier League with what you have at your disposal. It's really difficult. And I kind of sense that Huddersfield fans appreciated what he'd done and what he was trying to do, you know. But it's just so difficult, you know.
Often at times, I mean, it really was a matter of goals. I mean, not the only club, but they, you know, some of their play and some of their defensive play was decent. Mm. But, yeah, a very difficult job. We hear a lot about crowdfunding at the moment, don't we? But this one perhaps could have gone slightly better. An online bid by Kilmarnock fans to raise £500,000 to buy on-loan striker Greg Stewart from Birmingham City has folded after it only attracted offers totalling £5.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not great, is it, really?
He didn't quite raise the money.
No.
That moment where he said, well, how did it go then? Is it, well, if they'll let him go for a fiver, you think they will negotiate? Is it a possibility?
Seems unlikely.
And yes, it is true. A couple of Fulham boys fell out in a yoga session at Fulham, which does take some doing, doesn't it, really? Mitrovic and Camara, you kind of sense Camara would get on incredibly well with Gemma Collins from the Ice show. What's it called?
Dancing on Ice. Did you read about that today?
Yeah.
That's amazing, but
Camara, look, we could be doing him a disservice, but he does appear to be something of a piece of work from some of the comments from the manager as well after what happened with the penalty the other week. But to kick off, to have a row, you know, you're sitting there, all the boys are relaxed, aren't they? They're in the lotus position. They're arming away. Suddenly, Camara Mitrovic, they're windmilling.
I think that must have come from that penalty.
Yeah.
It's been left over from that.
There's a bit of baggage there. So we're wondering today, as we said, some of the places that you've managed to either witness an argument started or have started an argument, because we always say argument in an empty house and all that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Talk to me and Jacobs here on Talk Sport. And so, yeah, the Football League are going to have an official look at what went on, aren't they?
Mm.
With Bielsa last week, apparently, and Spygate. So a formal investigation.
Yeah, the worse it gets. I mean, I've been told this from people in South America who know his work and know him pretty well. It's going to be bad for Leeds because in the end, if they start, you know, to make it difficult for him, he'll just, you know, take his bucket and go.
I did say that to you last week when
you were
broke.
Spot on.
There is a danger that he might think, you know, he's walked for less. And
well, he's a very proud man.
It doesn't mean he should get away with everything, but it was I think what Mickey Quinn would call a cultural faux pas.
Very much that.
And I think it was just that. It was a clash of cultures. Yeah. And you know,
We heard from Rafi, didn't we? Yeah. You know, the coaches in Germany do this all the time. You know,
he didn't,
it happens in the NFL. It happens.
He didn't attend. He didn't pretend it didn't happen. He didn't pretend to cover it up. He was
But he
honest.
Has to understand. I mean, from his point of view, it would be better if he did understand that here it's not considered the right thing to do. So, you know, when in Rome and all that.
Whereas, probably in Rome it is. It certainly is in Munich, because we heard that earlier on from Rafi, didn't
we? Thank you very much.
Yeah, they don't mind you doing it in Rome.
Right.
Now, your boots.
Here is, last week we've caught up with our old friend Amanda Chantel Bacon, the health.
I've never met her. I'd say old friend.
Well, she's an old friend of the show.
Yeah, okay, of course she is. Yeah, she is a lifestyle guru, a bit cosmic.
Yeah,
really.
She hasn't been on.
She
as
wouldn't
much
start
as
a fight.
Gareth A. Davis.
She wouldn't start a fight at the yoga, would she?
Not at all.
Not her bag, really.
And in her piece that she did, this interview, they did "What's in Amanda's Bag." So I thought, blimey, that's a bit of a rip off. They've obviously been listening to this show.
Nicked your idea, yeah.
Now, a few weeks ago, I admitted that I had a son who was a potato called Spud.
What you did actually, Andy, we said "What's in Andy's bag?" We played "What's in Andy's bag?" And in it was a potato with two faces, one very sad, one very happy. And I thought we should get you on that couch with Gary Bloom one evening.
Well, I didn't,
because it could be a 2-hour special. So, but you were carrying around a potato with faces drawn on it. Yeah. So what's the relevance of that?
A new makeup challenge has gone viral. You're going to need a potato. Think Spuds don't make the most of their looks? Concerned they're regarded as tatty by name, tatty by nature, says this writer.
Yeah.
You can relax. The latest makeup challenge sweeping the internet sees potatoes receive a glamorous makeover. Yes, actual cosmetics. So people are actually making up potatoes with eyes and rouge.
Well, it's already got eyes, isn't it? Not necessarily in the right place.
Very good. Yeah. And, it's a sort of Russian thing, I think. It started in Russia. Russian vlogger Alona Balasayan posted a potato makeup tutorial just before Christmas. The video starts with a lone blemished potato on a pink and orange towel. Then after 15 seconds of intense brushwork, the spud has flawless skin, a bold plum lip and long blonde hair.
Really?
So there are people.
That's quite tied to your ongoing narrative during our trip to Russia, but I won't go into that.
No, that's now. Very true.
Which I wouldn't allow you to talk about while we were there, because we didn't think we'd get out of the country. But, there we are. So I'll look out for that, Andy, the new trend of putting makeup on a potato. It sounds like you might as well put makeup on a potato.
So I think I'll borrow a bit of, without her knowing, I'll borrow a bit of Sue's makeup tonight. I think I'll give Spud a makeover.
Well, you do make him look like,
him a makeover.
That might make him look like just a bit of Tippex, like David Sylvian from Japan or something. It would look fantastic.
I have to confess, I've lost him. I don't know what he's probably moulding somewhere.
He's probably rotting in the bottom of your
bag.
No,
he's not in the bag.
Gone to mush.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to him.
Was he kidnapped?
I think somebody from here stole him and got him at
home. Send one of his eyes through the post. That would be terrible. So anyway, as managers get younger, a great old tradition in the world of football could be about to die out. And I think we will lament it. But to be honest, it had a good run. I'm, of course, talking about Fred Carno's army.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of a mix-up in defence, or a poor performance by a team where they let in a stupid goal.
It's the
goal.
Keystone Cops thing.
Yeah. People would say, managers would say, their fourth goal was pure Keystone Cops. Or they'd say, it was Fred Carno's army. And when you find out that Stan Laurel and Charlie Chaplin were members of Fred Carno's army when they were young, that tells you how old that reference is.
Even older than me.
But Mike Flynn has he's updated it. But he hasn't really updated the Newport manager. Well, they had a bit of a weird one. They lost 3-2 to Newport. And
he said, lost to Newport.
Oh, not to Newport, to Crewe. I do apologise. That would be a bad result, wouldn't it? When you lose to your own team.
Yeah.
The chairman would have something to say. But no, they lost to Crewe at the weekend. Oh, yeah. And he said the defending at times was something like a Carry On film. So it's still an old reference.
Yes.
But at least it's sort of in the late 50s, early 60s, really, as opposed to about 1914.
What would be the modern equivalent of that? I don't know.
What, a kind of Keystone Cut? There isn't one, is there?
Right. I mean, that's something where it's all...
People don't want that kind of thing anymore, do they? They don't go for the slapstick. Who does slapstick anymore? You want a modern reference for a terrible mix-up?
I can't think of
it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, no. Maybe the kids out there can sort that out for us. Talksport.com, text 81089.
I'm going to say it's tweet like Logan TSG. Paul's army.
Oh, really. No, I don't think that's rubbish, Andy.
He
hasn't even got an army.
Right, back to Tim Gray, founder of NeuroWeb Marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And founder of...
When did we go to him in the first place?
Yesterday. He was the bloke that shines a light in his ear.
That was close. He does what?
Shines a light in his ear.
Yeah. Oh, this is the guy, yeah. He shines a light in his own... gave us his day, his average day.
That's right, we've got his day. The producer had it.
Tell us why he shines a light in his ear.
Well, that was yesterday. But
why does he do it?
Well, because it gives him energy. Okay, I turned my human charger on, a device that looks like an iPod with an earpiece that shines light into my ear to give me energy and make my bulletproof coffee. That's a separate thing. Yeah. My son was listening to this and said to me, I used to drink bulletproof coffee. I thought, well, possibly you did. But
what is bulletproof coffee?
Well,
it's bulletproof coffee.
His version had coconut oil, some chaga mushroom powder. Do you remember chaga mushroom?
Oh, yeah, I remember chaga mushroom. I got very big on the dance hall scene. We did all this yesterday, didn't we?
Well, you asked me to do it all again.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm just... You're gonna talk about it, and you have to give some background to people... The boys and girls who couldn't make it yesterday. And who can blame them, let's be honest. They're probably wishing now they weren't here today.
Very harsh. Yeah. Anyway, we've got up to 9... I don't know you're worried about. We've only got to 9:15. Got the rest of his day to go.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's another one. He's in the Chantel Bacon envelope. He's a bit cosmic.
I don't have to explain who Chantel Bacon is.
Another one who wouldn't start a fight at the yoga.
It's true.
Like Mitrovic and Camera.
Anyway, it's Tim. 9:15. I leave the flat and fist bump the concierge.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Why, because he doesn't want to shake his hand? No, because he might get germs or something.
Well, he says, I fist bump him every morning for the 4 years I lived in that flat.
Really?
I like to make people smile and feel valued. Not really, probably think she's just doing it as a superstition.
A humble brag there, mate, wasn't it, really?
Life is too short not to enjoy the world and the people in it. Written, oh, shut up.
Yeah, oh, shut up. I'm agreeing with you on that one.
I usually get an Uber, or we don't like you even less now, or work.
Okay, I see, that's
walk to work.
Yeah, okay.
I try to limit the number of Ubers I take, as they are generally electric cars which have electromagnetic fields. Similarly, the tube is filthy and not good for your health. I'll tell all the millions of people that have to use it every day.
Who is this bloke?
Tim Gray, founder and CEO of NeuroWeb Marketing.
Is he American?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
He's British, according to John.
Oh, okay.
Seems to know a lot
Charlie
about
Brooker
him.
Hasn't made him up. He's real, is he?
No. Anyway, that was 9:15. 10 o'clock, I arrive at the office. Well, at least he's got to the office.
Yeah.
When I fist bump every...
10 o'clock? A bit of a slacker, isn't he?
Well, he only got up at 7:45.
Oh, okay.
I know, but, you know, he spends a long time...
To the work ethic in these kids.
He's got to shine a light in his ear before he can get ready for work. When I arrive in the office, I fist bump every member of the team. 15 in total. I'll try that here.
Yeah.
And, well, there's only four of us. Then I... Well, no.
Well, we do it,
Five times. Then I often take a nootropic drug called aniracetam, which switches my brain on and gives me clearer thinking. Oh, is it legal? Yeah. I'm sure it is. I have a standing desk in my office. Oh, God. And I wear blue light blocking glasses that cut out junk light.
I'm very tempted to join the many taxi drivers at the moment shouting, this is why the country's in such a state, Gov. Can I drop you here?
I do like this.
Save you getting around a one-way system.
Fantastic, isn't it? I have an espresso and then take around 15 different supplements. I used to take 30, but I cut them down as my health and energy have improved. Well, surely, if you go back to 15, it'll get worse again. You'll have to go back to 30. That doesn't work, does it? I have super high energy at work. Who doesn't? I drink a litre of water a day, either San Pellegrino. God, blimey, that'd be so fizzy, a litre of that.
Wow. Well,
you'd be burping all
wind.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Or, how long does this go on for?
I'm only taking him up to lunch the last little bit.
Okay. We'll do some more tomorrow.
Yes, well, obviously, we've got his whole day to
We'll get him on. Can't he do it live?
Look, I've got another page and a half.
Does he sound like a TalkSport listener?
I don't think he does.
Okay.
He says, I drink a water, yes, I said that, or love hemp water, which I buy from Planet Organic.
Yeah.
It contains CBD hemp droplets.
Oh, he said, what a player he was. From the
Pavilion End.
CBD hemp droplets. What a marvellous player he was.
He was. Which helped my inflammatory system.
Yeah, it's true. Doesn't hemp droplets do the business? Yeah. Hello, mister. Hello, Mr. Mazil.
Yeah.
That's Hank Potts.
Hi, guys.
Go on, carry on,
hemp
quick.
Hemp droplets here. I haven't drunk tap water for 2 years. Yeah. At home, I have a Barclay water filter. Not Ross Barclay.
He was a great player as well. I think he opened the bowling, didn't he, the CD hemp droplets.
We'll be back to Tim Gray tomorrow to see how the rest of his day panned out.
We're only mid-morning at the moment.
It's true.
David Collins says, I can imagine Andy's wife Sue walking into the living room tonight while he's giving Spud a makeover. Hashtag divorce.
Well, no, she wouldn't.
Because she'll be talking to
I've given
to
her
Spud.
A lot more cause for divorce than giving a potato a makeover.
I mean, how bad has it got?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ray Parler alongside Adrian Durham this afternoon at 4 in Drive. They're bound to be talking about Nottingham Forest because it has been confirmed today that Martin O'Neill has returned to the club, that he graces a player, of course. Roy Keane looks set to join him. And we thought it would be interesting to speak to someone who's watched him in action recently, the former Republic of Ireland and Liverpool midfielder Ray Houghton joins us. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Paul. Andy.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, It seems he was keen to get back into club management. He's come back quite quickly, hasn't he? I mean, he left the Republic in November, so quite a quick return.
Well, I think, Paul, even before he left the Republic of Ireland job, there was rumours that he might have been going to Stoke. You know, that was quite a few months ago. So I think he was always hankering to get back into the daily involvement of management rather than the international scene, you know, where you're only in charge of the boys for about 6, 7, 8 games for the whole season. You know, so I think he's got his opportunity. Obviously, he'd be disappointed the way that he'd left the Republic. It's probably the right time. He had 2 campaigns, qualified for the Euros in 2016 and just lost out for the World Cup in 2018. So, he's still got something to offer, I feel, anyway.
Yeah, I always thought he was a really good manager, but I was surprised at the way it worked out at Ireland. Not just that, you know, because Ireland have got, you know, difficulties that we all know about in terms of the amount of players they can pick from, but just the style of football, I was a bit surprised. And also, there was a lot of controversy around Roy Keane and the way he is with the players. So if he goes in there, you know, we'll all be watching for that, I think.
Yeah, but both of them are going back to a club that they know very well, where, you know, really made their careers in many respects. And, you know, when you think of Roy, his first opportunity was at Nottingham Forest before his big move to...
Ray. I lost Ray there. Hello, Ray. I think he's still there.
Is he?
We'll try and get him back for you.
He's gone.
Yeah, we'll try and get Ray back in a few moments and keep talking about that.
I'm not going back to that bloke's day.
No, we won't go back to that bloke's day. I mean, we've basically nailed that for today. You know, it takes so much of it.
Yeah.
I love the fact you've got a page and a half left. And
I know.
And it's about 11 o'clock in the morning in his life.
We're just about to go out for lunch.
The bloke gets to work so late. He squeezes an awful lot in, doesn't he? An awful lot of information. So,
I could give you a quick T20 birthday spread. I've always got one of those on the go.
We can try, but we're attempting to get Ray back at the moment. We're going to his phone. Maybe his phone's died. I've got no idea. So we'll keep at it anyway. So anyway, Pele's here because I've got to try and guess the age of this person, yeah?
Okay, it's a very happy birthday to the rapper Pitbull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his cousin Steve used to play for Spurs. Spurs. Wolves.
Oh, okay. What
did he play Spurs for? What happened there?
Slightly killed it there, haven't you?
Well, no change there.
Pitbull, what is he, about 55?
Pitbull? No, he's only 38.
Is he?
But I forgot to give him a
spread. He looks much older.
So it was a complete disaster.
He looks a lot older. Anyway, then we'll move on. I got that obviously wrong. Ray's back.
Oh,
so,
good.
Ray, we were just talking about Martin and Roy back together again at Forest, and you got cut off.
Yes, I was on full flow there. I was wondering why no one was responding to me. So
it's your best ever stuff you've done on Talk Sport.
It was gold. Right? They were laughing, we were crying. We just couldn't hear any of it. So, I mean, yeah, maybe we should...
You would say.
Well, we spoke to you very early on when the two of them got together, because great you were involved in that process, and a great many people thought, that's never going to work. Roy's never going to be a number two. But here we are again. They obviously worked together very well. That relationship did work, and here they are getting together again, and that's proof of it, isn't it?
Well, it seems that way. We'll wait and see what develops, Paul. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure both of them can't wait to get back into the management scene. You know, once you've been in it for, I think they were with the Republic, about 5 years or thereabouts, you know, two campaigns. And, you know, they want to get back in as quickly as possible. And it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic works again. Because, you know, with players, they want the training organised. You want them to know who's in charge, which would certainly be Martin. But then they've got to start winning games. You know, they're not too far off. I was looking at the league position. You know, I think they were ninth. They're only, what, 4 points off Derby in sixth spot. And one of the problems they've had this season, I think, too many draws, 12 draws that they've had. So if they can change some of them into wins, they'll start climbing the league and get a lot closer to the teams above them. Mm-hmm. And they've got the experience to do it. You know, Martin's been around the game a long, long time. And don't forget, a majority of the Irish players were playing in the Championship. So you've watched numerous games over the last few years, so you'll know what the division's all about. So he's not coming into it, you know, not knowing about it. He certainly does.
Yeah, with that in mind, as you said, it's very, very difficult to get top-line talent playing for Ireland. But there is one player out there at the moment who's coveted, of course, and that's Declan Rice. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does. He still hasn't made up his mind whether it's going to be Ireland or England. He's played for Ireland at age group, hasn't he? He's just not playing the competitive game, so the options...
I don't know if I've been in a parallel world for a few weeks. Hmm. I thought I'd seen about 2 weeks ago that he'd already declared...
Well, I think we've lost him.
Yeah, I thought he declared for England as well. I agree with
you. Maybe I've been away somewhere.
No, no, but they are still talking about it, as if he's got to make the decision. I agree with you. It's a bit strange.
I think we are struggling with Ray's line, whatever happened there. But I didn't think it was official yet. I thought he hadn't exactly made up his mind.
I do see a problem down the road for Forrest and Roy Keane, because, you know, Roy he's unsparing in his criticism. If he thinks somebody isn't living up to his very high standards, and I'm not sure the modern player, you know, or anyone in the workplace these days can take that kind of, you know, criticism. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Try Ray's mobile once again. Hello, Ray. We've just, again, full flow. It's lovely.
Oh, honestly, you were brilliant.
It's like we've not spoken for years every time you get back on. Yeah, so I don't think it's official yet. I mean, is it? I don't think it is. I don't think he's actually made up his mind as yet. It maybe looks like he could be leaning towards England, but he's obviously emotionally torn.
Yeah, I think so, because obviously he's played for Ireland at friendly level for the full side. He's played at under-21 level, but it's all about this competitive game that's got coming up. So it's a big call from him. I mean, he's still very young. He only turned 20 the other day, didn't he? So... he's still very young when it comes to making decisions as big as this, because it's for the rest of your career. It's not like in football when you've been domestically, where you can make a change by getting a transfer. This is it. Once you make this call, that's you for the rest of your career. So you have to make sure you get it right. And I'm sure all these family and friends and all the people around don't all help to make you the right decision.
Yeah, I mean, he looks a good player, though, Ray, doesn't he? I mean, you know, people are really excited about him. He looks like someone who could play for England if the opportunity came.
Yeah, he does. I mean, you know, watching him at the weekend, some of my mates were at the game, said he's been absolutely outstanding. He's getting better and better. The more he's in the starting 11, his game management's better. His positional play has been very, very good. It's then down to the respective managers, whether it be Mick McCarthy with Ireland or Gareth Southgate with England. He sit him down and, you know, talk to him about his future and where they see him as far as the international scene is concerned. But ultimately, Paul, it's up to him. He's got to feel right in himself that the international team that he's going to play for is the right one for him, because I say it's for the rest of his career. So it's a big call for him.
Just finally on Liverpool, we saw City win again last night, keep a bit of pressure on them. And we learned today that Trent Alexander-Arnold's going to be out for a couple of weeks, a month potentially, they're saying. With an injury, and Klein's gone on loan, doesn't he?
It happens that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if they might be trying to call him back.
Games and And then all of a sudden you pick up injuries with Joe Gomez being out as well. So it'll be interesting to see what the manager does. I was at City last night, towards Oxford, and they were brilliant. I mean, I know it was a bit of a mismatch because Wolves went down to 10 men, but you know they look like a team that have got over their blip that they had with the defeats, and they'll be really focused between now and the end of the season. And it should be a shootout between Liverpool and Manchester City who wins the title. But Liverpool can ill afford to lose any players because at this stage you really need strength and depth because you're going to have some massive games coming up and you know you need everyone fit and well.
Yeah, and City, I was saying yesterday, they look like they've come through their bad spell and they certainly showed that last night. And I don't know about what it's like. I mean, I've seen them in the flesh this season, but I noticed on the telly last night, Ray, they absolutely ping the ball at each other with pace. I mean, you can hear it, especially when the crowd are a bit quiet. And it, you know, it is incredible that it's not just a pass, is it? It's really hit hard and the control, the first touch, and then move it on again. It is brilliant to watch.
Oh, I'll tell you what they are. They've got so much confidence in each other's ability that they can fire the ball in at pace. But it's the movement, it's the dynamic movement, Andy, what makes them different. It's that pace in behind. Sane last night, when he's up against Doherty, the fullback, for the first goal, he shows if he's going to come short, knowing Laporte's going to put the ball in behind, and then he's off and running. You're not going to catch him. And then the delivery across the six-yard box for Jesus to finish is just classic football. You can't defend against it. Virtually can't defend against it because they've got so much pace, the movement in behind, and then Jesus getting ahead of the defenders to finish off, to tap into the back of the net. But they just slipped a class apart last night. And I've been very impressed with Wolves. You know, they're a decent side. They've got some technically very good players, but they just looked a long way off what Man City have got at the moment.
Good to talk to you, Ray. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We're off now to get kind of hysterical about the producer's birthday.
Yeah.
And so until then, we will catch up with you tomorrow from 1.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.